736, please.
Request of Camilla Rose Waters to address council regarding unsafe sidewalks.
Okay, Ms. Waters.
Good day, Mayor.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
I've lived in Portland since January 2013, when I gave up a car for my wife, Kane, because I came here because the transportation system's number one, in my viewpoint, across the planet, actually. I've traveled all over the world. You don't know me, so I'll give you a quick thumbnail. I was the first person hired to manage the San Jose Convention Center. I've managed over 500,000 people events. I've been a code enforcement officer, an ADA specialist. I've created social service agencies for the disabled, and now I play concerts around the world. In the last 2 months, I've been in 23 cities in 4 states. So I travel a lot, and I walk a lot across Portland. The streets here have now become really bad. In the last week and a half, I'm almost been hit 3 times, which brought me here today. And it turns out there's a safety issue already on your agenda. The sidewalk closures, the street closures for the disabled, with walkers, wheelchairs, scooters, canes, disastrous. My fiance, who's a retired judge in England, says 2 words, utter disgrace. For me, I call it appalling, because Portland cares about people, usually. But if we took enough care, if we do bicyclists for the disabled in this community, your cutouts in the sidewalks for the wheelchairs access, there's drainage spots right in front of them. So when it rains and it floods, the wheelchair has to go through the water. Or your cane goes down into the pit. It happened 3.5 years ago. I didn't walk with a white cane. And so it's been a learning experience. But it's safer for me to walk in the streets in Portland than it is on the sidewalks. Bad sidewalks are upheaval because of rooting or maintenance problems with trees overhanging or bushes. And the closures, Commission for the Blind's looked at talking signs, which are motion sensor that says, you know, there's a problem here. But what I want to know is, as a code enforcement person, why is the construction agencies and the firms mandated to create walk spaces? They put up this the cement barriers to protect their fencing, but they don't create walkways. They say sidewalks closed. So then you get disabled people crisscrossing across the path. I live in the southeast section, and I walk all over. And it's just terrible. Even up on 82nd and Washington and Stark, right in the middle of the bus stops. I mean, one day the 15 got rerouted twice because of street closures. Anyhow, it's hazardous, and I thought you ought to know about it. Give me my card. There's about as many pages of me on the internet as Obama. So if you want to walk as a blind person, we'll set you up, and we'll go for a walk, and I'll show you how dangerous it is out there. I think that the agencies who are doing these closures of the sidewalks ought to be mandated to create walk space on that side of the street for pedestrians. The elderly, if you're within a walker and you're having to crisscross, it's bad enough for people with walkers to begin with. But having to go through these territories, I mean, and then some of the streets are like 11th, 10th, 12th. They're shut down on both sides of the street, and it's rerouting. Anyhow, so thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank
nice
you.
To meet you. Hope to see you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Rose. Actually, the next item we're going to take up is requiring safe walk spaces in construction zones, and I would love to take you up on your suggestion of going for a walk with somebody with the vision impairment.
I'd
love to do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here. Thank you very much.